wanted to begin by saying I'm, you know, grateful and very humbled to be here to talk about intention and reality. There's been a lot of talk about intention over the last few years, especially with books like The Secret and Wayne Dyer's The Power of Intention becoming so popular. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about my study of intention and how it has affected my chiropractic practice and teaching. I was, and still am to an extent, an analytical type. I like seeing the hard data and facts that support a given theory. Now, in chiropractic, there are basically two schools of thought when it comes to deciding which bones to move or adjust. There is the analytical school that relies on things like measurements from x-rays, biomechanical analysis, orthopedic testing, to name just a few. Then there's the sort of more ethereal approach, which relies on things like intuition and this mysterious energy that nobody sees and cannot be measured. I lean more toward the analytical approach. I did my best to analyze what was wrong with my patients, as well as how to remedy the problems. I took pride in my logical approach. After a while in practice, I began to notice that patients were getting better from a variety of modalities. These included homeopathy, acupuncture, energy work, and even things as obscure as chi bracelets. I wondered if there was an underlying mechanism that was common to all healing modalities. This led to a period of research that ended up in my book, Along the Way I Discovered Intention. So I began using intention on my patients. This was as simple as holding a healing intention during my time with them. Sometimes I would do this while I was touching them. Other times I would just think for a few moments that I wanted them to heal. What I noticed was that the more I allowed intention into my treatments, the less analysis I had to do. I noticed that the treatments became easier, I performed less adjustments, and the day seemed to go smoother than when I was stuck in the left side of my brain. I still used analysis, but now it was tempered with intention. When I began my research, I was seeking some scientific proof that a mere thought could have an effect on physical reality. I'm not talking about moving rocks or starting your car with your mind in the dead of winter or even sending a message to your spouse to take out the garbage. I was just looking to move a needle on some sensitive equipment or influence some event in some minor way. So I set out to find some sort of test that would show me the money when it came to demonstrating intention. My research led me to the random event generator studies performed at the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Center, or PAIR, by the likes of Roger Nelson and Dean Radin. These scientists are no slouches, and Princeton is a pretty legit college. They performed thousands of trials with random event generators, or REGs, spitting out millions of ones and zeros. Many of these trials incorporated subjects who tried to influence these machines to spit out more ones or more zeros. The data was convincing that humans can indeed have an influence over these machines by creating a small but statistically significant effect that stood up to the rigors of scientific testing. So just to elaborate a little bit on what I'm saying is that they have these machines called random event generators, and they're purely random, which is a very difficult thing to do in our universe, is to create a truly random event. So they have these machines, and they're supposed to spit out even numbers of ones and zeros, so to show that they're truly random. What they do is they have people look at these machines or think about these machines to try to influence them by getting them to spit out more ones or more zeros, and they do when they do this. They actually do have an effect. You know, people do have an effect on physical reality, which I think is pretty amazing. One interesting study that hit close to home with me was done with a healer by the name of Mr. Workus. Mr. Workus' treatments consisted of 15-minute sessions in which he used healing energy on a patient. The research team set up a reg in the treatment room and another as a control in a library 5 miles away. The regs were carefully calibrated using data from 1 million trials. Both produced exactly the same statistical output. The researchers were looking for an output from the reg that deviated from the normal random strings of ones and zeros. What the researchers found was that about 34% of the time, the regs deviated from randomness during the treatment time as compared to the control in the library. This result held up to rigorous statistical testing and could not be accounted for by chance. Mr. Workus's intention to heal had a solid effect on reducing randomness. His intention produced a change in the physical universe. I've seen other studies that support this effect, including a number from Princeton, as well as Lynn McTaggart's work with her international team of researchers. All of these studies support the idea that intention can change the physical universe. But I'm a kind of show-me guy. I want to see this effect for myself. I want to see something react to me just sitting there thinking some kind of thought or another. So I found another series of experiments carried out by a lie detector expert by the name of Cleve Baxter. Baxter was a polygraph expert who in 1966 hooked up a plant to a lie detector, hoping to measure the time it took for water to reach a leaf. Baxter found that when he thought about harming the plant, the polygraph displayed a reaction much like an alarm reaction in a human subject. This led to many follow-up experiments in testing whether plants can sense danger or pick up information from humans with mixed results. So, since I have access to an EEG machine in my lab, I thought I would conduct my own test of intention. I visited my local Home Depot and purchased a basic philodendron for my subject. I brought the plant to my lab on my lunch hour and attached three sticky electrodes to one large leaf, being careful not to damage it. I then took a baseline reading for about a minute. So far, the EEG machine signal showed just some very mild activity, but basically a flat line. I actually really didn't expect much brain activity from a plant. So now for the spooky part. I inserted a marker in the data to let me know just when I would threaten the poor, defenseless plant. I then lit a Bunsen burner in the lab about 6 feet from the plant. I took a loop of wire and heated it to red hot with the intention of burning the plant. To my further surprise, I noticed a few blips on the screen. What was really strange was that the blips began when I thought about harming the plant, not when I actually moved toward it. I thought that perhaps the plant was picking up the heat from the wire loop. So a few days later, I again set up the experiment. This time I sat about 10 feet from the plant and just thought about hurting it. Sure enough, the blips appeared when I did and subsided when I stopped. I then thought about sending healing energy to the plant and received the same results. Blips when I thought about it, and a flat line when I didn't. Skepticism diminished, I took a good look at the data, and it appears that Cleve Baxter was really onto something, at least in my lunch hour plant torturing sessions. It seemed unlikely that the blips appeared at random, since I was thinking about affecting the plant in a threatening way when they appeared and there was a flat line when I wasn't thinking about the plant. I thought of the Irma Bombeck quote, "Never go to a doctor whose office plants have died." So what the heck is going on here? Could the plant somehow be picking up my bad vibes? According to the intention, folks, that's what happens. Our thoughts connect to a field that connects to everything else. The plant is just reacting to information in the field. This little experiment did a couple of things for me. For one, I have a deeper respect for plants. Next, I also was able to witness something concrete about intention and the physical world. I'll be sure to be more aware of my negative thoughts in the future. Back to my practice. Now, after using intention for a few years, something very strange happened. You're going to all think I'm crazy when I tell you this, and I'll probably lose what little credibility I've left with you, but here goes. One of the tests we chiropractors use has to do with checking leg lengths. The patient lies face down on the table with their feet hanging off the end. We hold their feet side by side and look to see if one is shorter than the other. There's actually a good biomechanical explanation for this, and it has to do with the position of the pelvic bones. We can then use a reflex technique that tells how to adjust the pelvic bones. When we do this correctly, the legs even out. Anyway, after performing thousands of these leg checks, it got to the point that I thought I might be able to just think about the leg getting longer, so I tried it out on an unsuspecting patient. I basically just lightly touched the soles of both feet and thought about the short leg getting longer. Sure enough, the legs did even out. When I let go, they went back to their previous imbalanced state. I did this hundreds of times, with every time ending with the leg shortening again. So I asked another healing practitioner who does energy work, and she recommended I simply use the intention that the legs remain balanced. I did, and it worked. I incorporated this into my normal treatments and found no difference in using intention with using traditional reflex techniques. So with all of the above evidence, I'm convinced that intention does have an effect on physical reality. But the question remains about how strong is this effect? The Secret purports that the effect is very powerful. In fact, it implies that if you get sick or if you're walking down the street and a piano falls on you, you somehow attracted that event into your life by your thoughts and intention. I see it a bit differently, and this is my own lowly opinion. I see the concept of intention as a director of action. That is a very powerful thing. Some people, directed by their intentions, have gone on to do great things. However, intention has directly influenced physical reality is a different matter. The main concept has to do with my informational view of reality and some concepts in quantum mechanics, which I won't go into detail here, and remember, I'm not a physicist either. The way I understand it is that the more indeterminate an event, the more intention has potential to influence it. In other words, the more the event has no determined outcome, the better your chances are at influencing it. Also, remember the random event generator study showed a small but powerful statistical effect attributable to intention. These events were truly random and therefore not determined. Intention did affect these, but the effect was very small. Also, the power of intention increases with numbers. In other words, because the influence may have its root in quantum mechanics, the concept of quantum entanglement may be responsible. In other words, 10 people having the same intention is more powerful than one. Lastly, when dealing with people, your intention may be interfered with by others. For example, my healing intention may come up against my patient's intention to remain ill. Today I use intention in my teaching. When my students take exams, I try to hold the intention that they will do well. Since I have done this, my classes actually run a lot smoother with very few conflicts. Sometimes it is difficult to refrain from judging them, but I continue to try not to. We never really know the full story about someone and why they do what they do. It is best for me to keep an open mind and wish them the best. Here are a few recommendations for using intention for healing. First, focus on the positive. Begin by thinking about the positive aspects of your health rather than getting caught up in the negative. For example, imagine what it would feel like to be healthy and pain-free. Think of a few words to describe this. Some examples would be words like well, happy, flexible, energetic, peaceful, rested, and at ease. It is important to focus on the positive instead of using negative words like pain, fatigue, achy, headache, sad, irritated. It is thought that negative language gives your problem energy, while positive language gives your health energy. Next, write down your intention. It is important to bring your intention from the non-physical world of ideas into the material world. This is done by writing your intention on a piece of paper or keyboarding it on your computer. By doing this, you help to solidify your intention in the real world. You also strengthen your commitment to heal. Once your intention is written, you can read it and think about it often. Your intention must make a deep connection within you. Avoid superficial statements and try to get at the essence of your healing. Sometimes it takes a good amount of reflection and development to produce an intention that connects with you on a deep level. Spend some time writing and rewriting your intention until you feel that it truly represents your positive thoughts about healing. Hold your intention in consciousness each day. Once you have written your intention, you must use it. You will need to spend some time each day thinking about your intention. This can be as brief as a few minutes or as long as you wish. The best time is right after waking up in the morning and right before bedtime. Practice meditation or relaxation techniques such as deep breathing. You know, this can also help you maintain your focus. This should be done daily because we are bombarded by information and tend to forget and lose focus. And lastly, practice healing intention with gratitude. Do this with a sense of gratitude for your life and your health. There are scientific studies that say people who are grateful live happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. Gratitude helps us to focus on the positive, to be grateful for what we have in the present. You can include a statement about gratitude in your healing intention. We live in a statistical universe. Our intentions can influence change in events, but they are not absolute. Your intention does matter, though, and it does affect physical reality. My recommendation is to keep an open mind and hold on to your positive intentions. As the old axiom states, be careful what you wish for. Thank you.